Empower your state or local government agency with solutions from HP. The HP Blade System C-Class is an out-of-the-box infrastructure that combines three unique features into one Blade infrastructure: Insight Control Management, Thermal Logic Technology, and Virtual Connect Architecture. It only has to be wired once for easy setup and expandability, helping you allocate time, money, and resources. And its remote capabilities let you monitor your infrastructure while helping to analyze your agency's future needs.
This is Lindsay Isaacs, Managing Editor of American City and County at the Public Technology Institute's 2007 Technology Leadership Conference. I'm here with David Behan, Deputy County Administrator for Washtenaw County, Michigan. Thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
So what's the hottest technology project in your community right now?
Right now, the hottest technology project impacting our community would be our Wireless Washtenaw project. That's a project that's going to cover the 720 square miles of Washtenaw County with a wireless network, and it's a public-private partnership.
And when is that expected to go live?
We hope to have the entire county covered with the network by the end of 2007, and at the very latest, it would be the end of the first quarter of 2008.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, what have been your biggest challenges so far with it?
Well, in Michigan, we have the county, in Washtenaw County, we have 28 other local units of government, and we wanted all of them to be partners on this project. Not only that, the local units of government, but also universities and private sector business. We really tout this as the model for cooperation between government, education, and business. And so probably the biggest challenge was bringing all of those stakeholders together and having them all agree on the vision and then agree on what the kind of the goals were. Because we asked all of the stakeholders to provide assets so that our private sector partner could build the network on that, use as much of the assets as they could. And remarkably, we've had very good success with that. Out of the 28 local units of government, almost all of them have signed up to be partners. We've partnered with the University of Michigan, Eastern Michigan University, and the state of Michigan, and the private sector as well. But clearly the biggest challenge was the time it took to do that. But you know, credit to the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners and to the local government officials, because they really came together on this.
Great. Well, what projects are on your agenda for the near future?
Well, we have several things. And probably the biggest one I think we'll be tackling in 2008 is really the whole regionalization of government services in Michigan. If you think about it, we have a data center, we have a network. The city of Ann Arbor has a data center that has a network. I think the citizens are asking why. And so to be more effective and efficient, I think we're going to be looking at really partnering more, having win-win situations, not only with other local units of government, but also the universities and the school districts, and just being more effective and efficient with our dollars. And that is a huge technology project, if you think about it. And so that's going to be something on our calendar for 2008-2009. And as you know, I'm sure other technology projects are going to jump at us as well.
Right. Well, what have you seen or heard so far at the show that piqued your interest?
I really enjoy coming to PTI and conferences like this, because it kind of confirms that you're not crazy and that you are having the same struggles and opportunities and successes that everyone else is having. The thing that has piqued my interest the most is what I just talked about earlier, the whole regionalization. That is something that's going on across the country. And at PTI here, you know, you have great communities that have already done that or have had major successes. Charlotte, Mecklenburg, Indianapolis, Marion County. And so it's something that, like I was saying earlier, is going to be really our major focus. And so it's great to be able to come here and listen to what I would call the experts.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.